sanctions in place. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. High-level meetings at the White House as Russian President Vladimir Putin takes further action against Ukraine.
The full national security apparatus of top military and intelligence officials huddled in the West Wing today. Then, after Vladimir Putin's defiant address to the world, the president phoned allies and Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced new sanctions, quote, that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the so-called DNR and LNR regions of Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. The White House says another round of sanctions will be announced tomorrow. In an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Moscow's recognition of the separatist regions was part of its attempt to create a pretext for a further invasion of Ukraine, adding an attack on Ukraine is an attack on the sovereignty of every U.N. state and will be met with swift and severe consequences. The jury in the hate crime trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery resumes deliberations tomorrow.
The jury got the case against Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan around mid-afternoon. All three were previously convicted of murder in state court. This federal jury is faced with deciding if Arbery was targeted because he was black. The attorneys gave their respective closing arguments before deliberations began. Prosecutor Christopher Paris said the defendant's actions show the difference in being vigilant and being a vigilante. Defense attorney Amy Lee Copeland said the shooting of Arbery was only based on self-defense.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Six people have suffered minor injuries after an explosion and fire at an oil refinery in Garyville, Louisiana, between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Marathon Petroleum says it's investigating the cause. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A new study takes a look at gun violence in our nation's capital.
The National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform partnered with the Metropolitan Police Department and several other agencies to conduct the study. It shows a small group of people are responsible for 60-70% of all gun violence in the city. The study went on to say most gun violence in D.C. is tightly concentrated to a small number of people they refer to as high risk, meaning those involved in street crews or gangs, folks with prior criminal history, those who have been a victim before, and folks who have a connection to a recent shooting. While many victims of shootings are not the intended target, 86% of homicide suspects and victims are known to the criminal justice system before the incident. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Israel says it successfully tested a new naval air system intercepting a series of threats in what officials call a key layer of defense against Iran and its proxies in the region. The Sea Dome system is the naval version of Israel's Iron Dome. Health officials are warning customers of a discount store that many products might be contaminated after hundreds of locations were forced to close due to unsanitary conditions.
More than 400 Family Dollar locations in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee were made to shut down due to unsanitary conditions, often including rodent infestation at a central warehouse. Now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is telling consumers that products including food purchased between January 1st and now are likely not safe. That warehouse is located in West Memphis, Arkansas. The FDA is advising customers to not use those products. Eben Brown, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Uncharted came in at number one. The action-adventure film earned $51 million. Dog finished second with $15.1 million. And Spider-Man No Way Home rounded out the top three with $7.2 million. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.